So we were talking about this a little earlier this hour. The expiration of federal unemployment benefits today will, if it happens, turn off a spigot of cash that has been flowing into the economy for nearly two solid years now. Without an extension, more than 2 million people will not be finding a much-needed check amongst their holiday cards in the mail this year. It is a gospel of Keynesian economists that jobless benefits kicking in levels out the extremes of the business cycle and keeps the economy afloat in tough times. But from quite another economic holy book, supply-siders say, no, it is cutting business taxes, and particularly taxes for the wealthy, that creates the recharged investment pool that refloats enterprises and gets them to hire workers. Joining us this morning for a look at this competing set of gospels is Janet Hook, congressional correspondent at The Wall Street Journal. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
And also we're joined by Eric, who doesn't want his last name used. He's an unemployed construction and landscape worker. You got a check coming, Eric?
Yep, my last one.
And when do you expect to find that in the mail?
Today.
All right. Eric, hold on there for a moment, because I want to get a sense from Janet what these sort of competing ideologies mean. If we were to put tax cuts up against the amount of money spent on unemployment insurance over the last 2 years, which has a better, more effective, more direct, stimulative impact on the economy, Janet Hook?
Yeah, there have been several studies that look at the economic stimulus effect of a range of options. And the CBO recently did, the Congressional Budget Office recently did one and found that actually unemployment insurance was the most stimulative. It did the most, you got the most bang for your buck. And that's because you put money in the hand of an unemployed worker and you know what they're going to do with it? They're going to spend it. If you give tax relief to wealthier people, usually they save it. Now, and the thing that's interesting is until this point, basically, the government was doing both things. The economy's in such bad shape that they, you know, were keeping tax rates low and extending unemployment benefits. And that's the argument that a lot of people are making is let's just keep on doing both.
Right. And Eric, let's just figure out exactly how abstract and concrete these various views of the economy are to you. You're down to counting your actual phone minutes on your cell phone at this point, right?
Yeah, that would be true. And I don't know. I think Janet pretty much hit everything on the head as far as that goes. You know, I've given myself somewhat of a crash course in economics over the course of the time I've been laid off. I mean, this has become very important to me. But, I mean, for my own personal check, I mean, the check that I'm going to be getting today is going to be going to my landlord, who is a small businessman himself. He employs one or two other guys. And, you know, to keep his taxes low or to take away my rent, to either have me fall behind on it or have to go through the trouble of, you know, trying to find somebody else to rent this place to, is probably going to be a deeper hole in his pocket.
So you've described some of the options, and you do have enough phone minutes to get through this conversation, right, Eric?
Yes.
All right, good. Glad to hear it. But let's talk about sort of the other end here. All right, there's a rumor mill in the construction business, right? People figuring out who's got work, what contracts are being signed, what houses are going up, what developments are happening in your neck of the woods, right?
Yeah, essentially, yes.
And some of those rumors are based on issues of, all right, if this person has money to spend, then maybe this development is going to go ahead forward and there will be jobs available. Does that in real terms ever really happen? In other words, is a real job likely to come as a result of some sort of investment opportunity that would come from reduced taxes?
I mean, there's a lot of conversation going on in Washington right now with, you know, extending the Bush tax cuts or extending our unemployment benefits. And as far as that goes, the tax rates have been in place now for a decade, and I really don't think that I need to point out to anybody the, you know, track of our economy over the past decade. So that should really, that question should really answer itself.
So you're not really anticipating employment under any of these scenarios in the next 6 months or so?
I anticipate or hope for the fact that the Republicans, the mandate that they think they got and what they have to do as they come in January are two different things in the way that I hope that Washington gets its act together and figures out a way to truly create jobs instead of just partisan posturing. And I don't think tax cuts is the simple answer to that.
But Janet Hook of the Wall Street Journal, I mean, you've been crunching the numbers. Every time we do a segment on unemployment benefits, we get feedback from listeners and business owners who say, look, I've been trying to find an employee and I can't because they say they can make more on unemployment benefits than they can taking this job. And Janet, I'm wondering, what do we know statistically whether that's true? What kind of evidence do we have on extending unemployment benefits versus people moving into the workforce?
Well, there may be statistics. I don't know statistics about it. But for the most part, I think it's sort of anecdotal. But anecdotal counts for a lot in the political sphere. I do think that when unemployment is as high as it is, it's hard to believe that the people who are getting these benefits really are just sitting around waiting for, you know, the perfect job, not just any job. And I do think that, I mean, what you should know about this program of extended benefits that the government provides, it's not a new program. I mean, it's been used right. many times in many past recessions, and it hasn't ever been cut off. What it is it kicks in when unemployment is really high. Congress, usually adds to the traditional 26 weeks of benefits that states provide, just because if we're in a recession, there aren't jobs, there are more unemployed people, and they need help.
And on the supply.
And in the past, you know, it's the unemployment rate has, when it's been this high, they've kept on continuing the benefits.
So it would be, you know, precedent setting to let it expire here. Let's look at the. I mean, it's also unprecedented that businesses would hire simply on the basis of having more cash on hand in lieu of having actual new orders or new business or new demand for their inventory. It's not likely that businesses just hire anticipating that sometime down the road people are going to actually buy their goods. Right, Janet?
Well, look, I think probably members of both parties in Congress agree that both tax cuts and unemployment insurance extended benefits right now. The economy is still in a bad place, and they probably think that both things are good, and that raising taxes is probably not a good thing for job creation. And it's really just a question of how they prioritize it. And the third piece that we haven't talked about in here, the reason why they're feeling pressure to make a choice is that, especially since the elections, they've been trying, there's been much more concern about the deficit, and they've been looking at dollar impact. And, you know, frankly, I think that where the compromise is going to come, it probably would come, is if they linked the two and the Democrats say, okay, we don't want these higher, these continuing tax rates for upper income people. You don't want the unemployment benefits. Let's do both.
Let's do both. Janet Hook, congressional correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Eric, how are you going to spend your holiday?
That remains to be seen.
We can't count on much of a stimulus effect from you.
It's going to be about looking for a job and continuing my efforts to lobby Congress to try to get something done, because not only do I have my problem, but there's also some 5 million people out there who have not seen benefits for the past, right. you know, 8 months, the 99ers, as they like to call themselves.
All right, Eric, a 99er from Pennsylvania, didn't use his last name, unemployed construction and landscape worker. Good luck to you, sir.
I'm Celeste Headlee. We're talking about unemployment benefits. We're talking about WikiLeaks, all the things that are on your minds and affect you. You can respond at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Supply side versus the Keynesians here on The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.